we just going to praise the Lord and give glory to the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad therein. Amen. Thank God for his blessings. Amen. So as we get ready and go to the Lord, and we ask him to bless you today. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we ask you, Lord, that you would just move for us, Lord. And God, that you would move in the service today, anoint your word. And you said it would not come back void, but it will go and accomplish that whereunto you have sent it. And Lord, we believe that with all of our heart, and we believe the day, this very day, people's going to be touched and blessed by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I want to minister on some scripture this morning. I want to look into the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful, and God is able through his Word that we can receive of him. Amen. And there's just an anointing in his word. And when we take that word and when we allow that word to be manifested in our hearts and our souls, then we can know that God, amen, is able to accomplish and all those things he says through his word. In Philippians in the 4th chapter, looking at a verse 8, powerful verse of scripture. And it says, finally, brethren, goes on to say, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. And it goes on to say, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. We need to be positive in our thinking. We need to be positive. And we need to speak with the authority of God. In the scriptures, God said, command ye me. Amen. We have the right and the power. The Bible said, if any two shall agree touching anything. Amen. And we got all these positive scriptures. And a lot of folks say, well, Brother Gold, I can't get them to work. Well, you've got to take the whole, you can have a combination lock. And if it's got three combinations on it, you know, so many turns to the right, so many turns to the left, so many back to the right. If you miss one of the turns, then the combination's not going to work. Or if you miss one of it has a three-code combination, if you miss one of the codes, it's not going to work. Well, a lot of people are missing the purpose of God. I would take that scripture where the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. I've had person after person come up to me in meetings and say, preacher, I've read that verse. God said he'd give me the desires of my heart. And I said, well, yes, he said that. But you've got to take the full understanding of the chapter and the verse. It said, if thou wilt delight thyself in the Lord, God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. It's like in the book of Job, it said, if we will decree a thing, amen, it'll be established unto us, and it's according to those that have delighted themselves in the Lord. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if a cuss word's coming out of your mouth every other word and you don't have any thought about the Lord, amen, and you wander into a verse of Scripture and say, well, I'm going to claim that today, amen, you're not going to get very far, amen. But when you, by the Spirit of God, you begin to walk in God and walk in his Spirit, you begin to let God sanctify you, sanctify your thoughts, sanctify your heart, sanctified your words and all the things that comes out of your mouth, and sanctify your hands, sanctify your footsteps, and you come to the point that you are walking in the Lord and you're delighted in the Lord and you're being in that delight to Lord, I'm going to serve you with all my heart, amen, with all this within me, I'm going to serve you, amen, for Lord, I know that thou art the only right way and thou art the only true way and thou art the only just way. And for that reason, God, I'm going to serve you. I've always said this, serving God because you didn't want to go to hell is not a big enough reason. Amen. Amen. If you've got a relationship with your wife or your husband, amen, and there's no love in it, you're just staying there because you got a roof over your head, or just because you got some food on your table or something, and that's the only reason you stand there, is you don't want to be thrown out in the cold, then you don't have a very good relationship. A marriage has got to be based on love, and so is a relationship with God. It's got to be based on love. Amen. And if you have the love of God in your heart, and you love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your body, your strength, and all that's within you, then you are delighting yourself in the Lord, and you can decree a thing and see it established to you. And the delights of your heart and the things you want, God will also allow those things to take place in your life. Amen. You've got to be willing to please God. Amen. You've got to be willing to be content in whatsoever state that God puts you in. You may not be having it so good right now. You've got to get content in God. Amen. You've got to get your faith rooted and grounded in God, to you the point that you know everything's going to be all right, to you know that God's going to make the way for you, and ultimately God, amen, is going to prevail in your life. Amen. I don't know, I don't gauge the things but just one day or one event. Amen. The devil rears up. There's not a day that the devil don't rear up. Amen. And the devil comes along and tries to tempt you, or tries to cast you down, or trying to put you down. One of the devil's main tactics is to press you and to put you down and to belittle you. The Bible said he's the accuser of the brethren both day and night. But I'm glad to report that God, amen, is the one that lifts us up. God is the one that sustains us. God is the one that supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. God said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. We put the former things behind us. Amen. We forgot about the former things, and we pressed on towards the mark of the call of the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we are walking, amen, in faith, believing that God is supreme in all the things we need in our life. Amen. But if you, all your time is spent, that's the reason I started with this verse out of Philippians 4:8. Because it tells us what we should be dwelling on. Amen. We shouldn't be dwelling on all the negativity things that's in the world, because they're out there. Amen. There are more reasons everywhere you turn, there's a reason to throw up your hands. But I'm going to tell you one reason to go on. His name's Jesus. I'm going to tell you one purpose. His name is Jesus. I'm going to tell you one that, amen, that we just celebrated here last week, his resurrection, and he is the resurrection and the life. Amen. He was dead and now alive and shall live forevermore. And the Bible said, if thou believest this, thou shalt never die. Amen. Believe in the message of the book. Amen. Don't just carry it on the dash of your car. Don't just throw it on the coffee table or pile it up under a bunch of books or magazines. Amen. Or don't just put it under the seat. Amen. But put it in your heart. Amen. Let the things of God, amen, on the pages and the lies of thy heart. Believe the word. The Bible said, if thou art the truth. Amen. And how we become of the truth is we become of the truth by believing it. Amen. Don't sift it, don't cull it, don't strain it. I told God as a very young minister, if you'll send it, I won't water it down, I won't cull it, I won't thin it out, I won't strain it and sift it, but God, I'll preach it like it comes off of the scrolls from the portals of glory. I'll preach it like you moved on holy men of old to write the book. I'll preach it like you said it and like you declare it. Amen. And we've got, in this day we're living in, they've took every kind of substitute, amen. They've took the power out of the word. They've took the blood out of the word. They've took everything that talks about the Holy Ghost out. Brother was saying just this morning, one of the preachers, he said, why is it the preachers won't say Holy Ghost, amen? I said, well, a lot of them do because they want to stay in the middle of the road. Amen. They know there's a big controversy over the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible said, after you have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. When they was baptized with Holy Ghost and fire on the day of Pentecost, that's the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we, amen, have been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. But see, amen, a lot of preachers like to preach it so they can tickle the ear of both sides, amen? So that the people, you know, a lot of these power denying people that don't believe in tongues and don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and don't believe the power of God, they get scared under the pew if you say the Holy Ghost, amen? Amen. That one preacher said he had a different Holy Ghost than I did. I said, yeah, you got one. It's a ghost. It ain't holy. Amen. But I'm telling you something today. Amen. A lot of the preachers that will not live right, they will not get their eyes sanctified. They will not get their hearts sanctified. They will not get their flesh sanctified. But they follow after filthy lucre's sake. They follow after the lust of the flesh and all those things. Amen. They will not talk about the Holy Ghost, amen? They talk about the Holy Spirit, amen? Well, you say it's all one and the same. Yes, it's one Spirit, amen? But God divided it according as he said, amen? It's like the gifts of the Holy Ghost. God allows those gifts to work in a believer according to the will of his Spirit, amen? And God is a Spirit. We must first understand that, amen? And I've said this, we've written several books down through the years about this subject, but one thing we must understand, if we get in with God, call it what he said. When he said he was God the Father, he was God the Father. Don't say he was the Son when he said he was God the Father. Amen? And when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was manifested, came and was born of a virgin, amen, and became flesh, not by the will of man, not by the will of flesh, but by the will of the Father, by the will of the Spirit, the will of God, amen. And when Jesus came forth, amen, in that moment, don't call him the Father, amen, call him the Son as he was, amen. Now then, Isaiah said that one that was called Jesus, that one is called Lord, amen. And Peter preached about it a little bit on the day of Pentecost. Amen. This same one that they crucified, God has highly exalted him and give him a name above all other names. Amen. And he has crowned him Lord. Amen. Now then, Isaiah said this same one, this same Christ child, amen, is to become the everlasting Father. And people said, boy, Brother Goat, I never got that in the Word of God. That's the reason you can't get it figured out. Amen. Because when he said he was the Father, he was the Father. When he said he was the Son, he was the Son. When he said he was God, he was God. Amen. In the Old Testament, the Spirit moved upon people. In the New Testament, the Spirit moves within his people. Amen. Big difference there. Amen. The Old Testament saints had the Spirit of God within them. Amen. But the New Testament saints has the Holy Ghost within them. Amen. We have the power of God with us. Amen. The Old Testament saints, listen to this. The Old Testament saints, they, amen, as the Old Testament saints, they didn't immediately go to be in heaven when they died. They went unto a state of upper Sheol, amen, and they went there and was helped until the time that the blood on Calvary was shed. See, the blood of an old bull could never pay for sin. Amen. The blood of an old heifer could never wash away your sins. But it was the plan of God that man would have to bring a sacrifice and offer it before the throne of God to have access, amen, in that hour. Because there was no blood atonement. Amen. But when Jesus went to the Calvary and Jesus said it's finished and he paid the price and that blood dripped from his veins down upon Calvary's brow, amen, in that very moment the price was paid for sin. He was a propitiation. He was a price paid for sin. Amen. Glory to God. And now to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. I get up in the devil's face, amen, and just mock him and, yeah. Devil, you can't go and you ain't going to get to go. You was there and didn't have enough sense to stay. Amen. I mean, the devil's dumb. Amen. I've always said, you know, somebody's dumber than the devil is somebody that would listen to him. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The devil is dumb. Amen. Because he already was inside of the portals of glory. He was already there. And he lost his position. He lost his place. He was escorted out, and a third of the angelical host was escorted out because they did not obey God. Amen. Kind of behooves us, we ought to obey God. I mean, if you read the book, it ought to be plain, amen. You ought to obey God. Because when you obey God and are obedient to God, you have the blessings of God, amen. But let me tell you something, amen. When we breathe our last breath, we are absent in body, the real spirit within us, our soul, is carried immediately to be in the presence of the Lord. Because Jesus, he delivered the Old Testament saints. He delivered them up before God, just as he will fulfill the promise. That's what the rapture's about. That's when he will call forth, amen, all the saints. And we're going to stand before God. Amen. Trumpet going to sound so loud it's going to wake the dead. We're leaving here. Grave's going to bust wide open. Tombs, mortuaries. Ashes spread across the horizons. Those that was buried at sea. All those are going to be gathered in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. And we're going to go and stand before the Lord. And the soul is going to be reincorporated, going to be reintroduced, is going to be put back together with the flesh. And Job said, in this same flesh, I know my Redeemer liveth and I'm going to see God. And I know that my Redeemer is going to stand upon the face of this earth. Amen. You got to get bold in your faith. You've got to take the promises of God and lock onto them and take a hold of them, amen, with a made up mind, amen, I'm going this route, amen, and I'm too far gone to turn around. You're wasting your breath, you're wasting your time. I've stopped people right in the middle of their statements, and I say, woo, you're wasting your breath. Because I don't buy a minute of your garbage, of your junk, of your doctor. Somebody said, well, you might hurt their feelings. I'd rather hurt their feelings, amen, and try to rescue their soul. Amen. We got too many sissified substitutes in the pulpit call themselves preachers. I guess that's the reason they use the word reverend. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Preachers, amen, if you'd ever pray through and get back in the book and realize that God said there ain't but one reverend, and that's God himself, what in the world are you doing trying to use his name? Amen. I mean, we need to get down to business. We need to get down where the rubber meets the road. But when we, amen, take the word of God as it is written, as it is said. And we realize in the beginning the word was with God. It was God. And they, in the very beginning, moved across the deep, the spirit. And things were spoken, and out of the mouth of God proceeded the word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among men. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten Son of the Father. And that's where we're at. And Jesus, when he walked on the face of this earth, he said, for them boys in the upper room, he said, you tarry there until you be filled with power from on high. He said, until you receive that baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what the last day church needs is a filling of the Holy Ghost. What you need in your life is a refilling of the Holy Ghost. If you've got stale, amen, you need a refreshment of the Holy Ghost. If your faith is weak, you need to be bold, amen, in your faith before God and let God reunite that fire within you. Amen. Jeremiah said it was like a fire shut up in your bones. Amen. The Isaiah was touched with a coal off the altar of God, and he said, whoa, here I am, a man of unclean lips, and God touched him, and when that coal off the altar touched him, he said, Lord, here I am, send me. I'm telling you, you need a refilling of the power and the presence of God Almighty through the Holy Ghost, amen. And if you just want to call it all spirit, and don't ever rightly divide the book, you'll never understand it. and you will buy that garbage that some of those people tell you, well, you got all the Spirit of God the minute you said, Lord, save me. Amen. And that's the reason most of them don't have no power. That's the reason most of them don't have no anointing. Most of them don't have no sense. Because they lumped it all in one big bag and said, oh, I got it all right there at one time. Don't have to pray no more. Don't have to read no more. Don't have to study no more. Don't have to do nothing. I got it all. Woo! Well, I'm here to tell you, you better rightly divide the book and you better go back. Amen. How'd you like me to invite you over to lunch today? And I took an old bag and set up on the counter and I took your salad. I took your main meal and your dessert, and I just took a spoon and shoved it all in that bag and shook it up and handed it to you and say, there's dinner. That's what people try to do with serving God. Amen. They take just a little bit of it. They take just a bitter piece of it. Amen. Just take a small portion of it. And what they do with that small portion, amen, they say, well, bless God, we got it all. Amen. I've been serving God since May, amen, of 1959. Amen. I've been serving him all them years. Amen. And through serving him, amen, all them years, I still finding more and more. I was called to preach and accepted the calling and was first ordained to the ministry in September of 1968. And you can look at my Bibles and the pages are war. This one here is war. Some of them are starting to come loose from the inside. Stains of fingerprints and oil and sweat and tears. And you go in there in the office and pick up Bible after Bible. And I've never studied enough. I've never read enough. I've never tuck in enough of this blessed book. Amen. And if you ever lose that desire, you better go back to your first love. Amen. I desire more of his truth. For when I'm thought on every hand, I literally take this word and I put it in my hand and I speak it. And I watch the enemies fall. Amen. I've always said, give me John 1:12. As many received him, gave them to become the power of God, even those believed upon his name. I've always said, give me that verse if I had to go out. Purpose. But today, amen, I want you to think on these things. The things of truth and honesty and just and pure and lovely and good report. Amen. If we'll dwell on these things. Amen. Then we have that conscience in God, that clear conscience in God. We have that relationship wherein we delight ourselves in the Lord and we're declaring. And the Bible said he's going to do great exploits through those kind of people in the last days. Amen. He's coming, church. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the Spirit. We thank you for the power. And God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, save, set free, deliver, heal. Is our prayer. Let people be reunited with the full power of God. Let them be refilled and baptized with the full anointing of the Holy Ghost. And let them rise up and go in victory. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. God love you. God bless you.